How's everybody doing today? Welcome to the Tone and Show. Some can hang, some can't. You got to be cut different to be here. How's everybody doing? Bro, you're so weird. Bro, how's everybody doing today? Welcome to another episode of the Tone and Show. Hey, how you doing, man?
Man, I'm doing great, man. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I do have a question.
What's that?
Why did you change your name or to Kawhi Effing Sucks? You don't mind me asking.
Well, if I'm gonna be completely honest with you, basically what happened is that name kind of saved on the app, and I'm on the app, so.
Oh, did you? Cause I thought I could have sworn you changed. I thought you changed it.
Well, no. Nah, so, like, when sometimes you send the link, it'll direct me to Safari, but then sometimes it'll direct me to the app.
Oh. So, like,
if it directs to Safari, then I can just type in my name. But
right.
On the app, it's saved as that. So, you're going to have to see that every time.
This guy. All right, then. Well,
every time.
It's weird to me. Man, we ain't been here in a minute, man. How you been?
Man, I've been pretty good, bro. How about you?
I've been great, man. Fatherhood treat me well. Marriage treat me well. Let's see. Work life treat me well. I want to say I'm straight. You know, the frat treat me well. I want to say I'm straight and everything, man.
That's what's up. I'm glad to hear that, man. So I know you went and saw Venom.
Yeah.
And we talked about that. And you was like, you said it felt like, to you it felt rushed, right?
Felt rushed, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. I definitely agree with that. Have you tapped in with Squid Games on Netflix?
Yeah, finished that.
That mug hard.
Yeah. That mug hard. No, it's definitely hard. I think the universal problem with Squid Games was the ending. A lot of people did not like the ending.
What?
Even I don't lie, even with me, like I was like, okay, like all right. Well, I couldn't even. Well, I guess we just tap in with that like later because I don't want to, you know, ruin it for anybody listening. But like it just, well, I just go like it just okay because you finished it right?
Oh yeah.
Right, so, you know, it end up being, you know, the old man, you know, a whole bunch of his rich friends, just they like to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay. So, I don't feel like that should have been, I mean, I'm not a writer or nothing like that. I don't feel like that should have been it. Like,
even I thought that was a good plot twist.
Right.
I ain't gonna lie, I did. Now, the only thing I was kind of annoyed about was dude who ended up winning it, player 456. He the only thing that annoyed me about him was that he wanna try to go after these dudes. Now I'm like, dude, just take your money and live your life. You know what I mean? Like, to fight them for what? Because my thing is, it's
400.
Not like they kidnapped y'all and they forced y'all. Y'all literally signed up for that.
Literally,
like,
bro.
Yes, and even came back after knowing what it really was.
Mm-hmm.
Sympathy for none of them because it's like you chose that, and y'all could have got out of it at any time, even the second time after you came back. So it was like, so he just kind of annoyed me on that. I'm like, bro, just go see your daughter, go live with your daughter. You know, make sure she's straight.
It's crazy you bring up the daughter, bro. Cause they was I said it's crazy you bring up the daughter because they was saying like on Twitter and stuff, they was like he wouldn't do everything besides be a good dad.
Right.
Cause bro was doing everything, but he ain't wanna be around, but like he just was doing the bare minimum with his child. So that was just a little weird.
Yeah, but I definitely mess with it though. It's hard. I ain't gonna lie.
Okay, another thing. Have you tapped into you have HBO Max?
Mm-hmm.
Have you tapped in the Titans on there?
Bro, I've been watching Titans for the past 3 years, bro.
Bro. finally tapped in.
You all the way caught up?
No, not all the way caught up. I'm still in season one. You know, I'm taking my time. I don't want to breeze through, like, okay. I really don't want to breeze through that, like how I did Snowfall. So now you're obviously waiting on Snowfall. Breeze through like I do normally every other series I watch. So I'm kind of taking my time with it. But it's definitely hard. I like how the characters were introduced. Mm-hmm. I still haven't got to Beast Boy though. I haven't got to Beast Boy, and I like that Starfire is black. That's kind of cool to me.
Yeah,
that's cool. But
I'm all the way. They put out a new episode every Thursday, so I always watch it every Thursday morning before I go to work. I mean, I'm a hard, especially when it gets to like the second season is pretty good because it got Deathstroke.
And then, that's what I'm waiting for. Cause like, you know, in the cartoons, like it was always a good fight whenever him and Robin was fighting.
Yeah. And then in the third season it's what was the name of villain in this third? Red Hood.
Yeah.
I'm pretty hard. And then like they got, you know, Batman in there and all that stuff. So it's hard.
Yeah, they said cause I got a homie's name, Phil. He told me Batman. I'm like, dang, Batman in her?
Mm-hmm.
He said, no, that's like I think he like old or something like that, right?
He is like you don't really see him suit up, but he's like he's Bruce Wayne though, like you know that's Batman.
Right, that's so hard. Thought it was kind of weird, but I mean he over there on Doom Patrol, but like I thought it was kind of weird that what's his name wasn't in there. Cyborg. It's a little weird to me. But I mean I like the series so far. Was anything else? We tapped in Venom. I know we tapped in What If, but I gotta do it again. Watching it a second time. And what's your rating on the What If series, bro?
I definitely give it like a man. It's about perfect. It's about 10 by the 10. I was gonna say like a 9 because I didn't want to say 10, but I'm like, nah,
bro.
It's crazy because I didn't think that when I knew it was coming out, like before people started watching it and stuff, I'm mm-hmm. in my head, I'm thinking, oh, okay, so every episode is gonna be different. Like right. Like I don't know if you've ever watched Black Mirror on Netflix. I don't know if you've ever watched that.
Yeah, I watched that like a little bit, but like it was just stupid. It wasn't all that to me.
Yeah, so like you know, every episode of that, it's like the whole different everything, like different cast, mm-hmm. different story, all of that, every single episode. So I thought What If was gonna be like that. So I was like, okay. So I tell you know, so the first few weeks we watching it and it is like that, but then all of a mm-hmm. sudden it connect at that Ultron one, and I'm like, whoa!
Yeah.
And then it just picked up from there, and it's just hard. It's kind of it's got me excited for that Doctor Strange 2, because I know that's gonna be it's gonna be similar to something like that, like jumping between multiverses and stuff like that. So yeah, it's a 10, you know.
Yeah, like you said, same thing. I thought it was gonna be just you know different What Else, man.
Mm-hmm.
And then like we said, what was that episode 8 at the end of Thor's. And I'm like, no, that was episode 7, I think. It was 9 episodes, I think. But yeah, at the end of his, I'm like, hold on. You know what I'm saying? Then next came, and then I was trying to take it. I'm like, oh, that's so that. And then at the end, yeah, you know what I'm saying? He wrapped everybody up. Hey, you've been chosen. I said,
yep. Yeah.
I said, are you for real?
Hey, but you see how he did Iron Man, though?
Yeah. He said,
not you, Stark. I mean, he like, shut up. Like,
right.
Oh, yeah, sweet. Hey, but I was thinking, I was like, all right, so we didn't have WandaVision, we had Falcon and Winter Soldier, we had Loki, now we got What If, and I was trying to rank them, but it's hard.
That's actually, okay.
It's hard to rank them.
Say WandaVision, What If, Falcon and Winter Soldier, and Loki, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to rank it. I got to go WandaVision first. I gotta go WandaVision first, and that's a really I might have answered like quicker, but WandaVision, bro, and I promise I don't know what it was, but I was just I had to watch it every single time, and like I didn't miss like.
That's because it just kept you on the edge of your seat every episode. You didn't, ain't nobody know what was going on. Ain't nobody know what was going on until the last episode. You had no clue what was going on.
Literally, they kept you. They just kept, like you at the edge, they just keep on pushing you just a little bit till you get closer and closer. Mm-hmm. Like, so I got, and that's the reason why I got to go, like, bro, I promise I love What If, and that's my second one. What If is my second one. But, bro, WandaVision, it was just like that every single episode. Like I said, whenever you come on, at, you know, it air like 3 a.m, right? Like, that's what all of them do.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I'm watching it. I'm watching it. And it just, like you said, it kept you on the edge. Didn't know what was going on. Okay, boom. That's my number one. That's definitely my number one. What If is number two. Number three, I got to go Loki. And number four, I got to go Winter Soldier and Falcon. Literally.
Yeah, so me, how you said, like, you know, you stayed up for WandaVision every night, and I was like, you know, I'll do the same thing.
Yeah.
I was like that too, but I kind of feel, but at the same time, I feel like Loki had me that way too, though.
Loki did have you that way. I'm like, all right, I'm gonna tap in,
bro.
I'm gonna tap in,
yeah,
bro.
Because like, bro, that, it was going nuts. I ain't gonna lie, and I was like, man. So I'll probably have to agree with you with WandaVision though, because WandaVision won. But then like Loki is a very very close two, very
Loki
close,
bro. Like very those last close three. Too. I mean, I'm sorry, not the last three. Like the. I guess WandaVision didn't really tap in with the timeline at all.
Nah, but they're saying that she kind of that she messed it up creating.
And that's what I'm kind of thinking. I feel like she messed it up probably.
Yeah, and that might be you know how and what if you see it like how branch reality, you know. And it's crazy because when you think about it, they all of them except for Falcon and the Winter Soldier touched on like that multiverse type timeline type thing. So it's like, dang. So that's you kind of just see where everything going. It's hard because you got. I mean, and Loki, the thing that had me going crazy was Kang. I said, bro. Yeah.
I think he's supposed to be in.
He's supposed to be an Ant-Man, the new one.
Right. That's what it was. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
That's hard.
Yeah, I can't. And then you know we got. I can't wait to see Eternals, bro. That's a couple weeks.
I
can't.
Bro, I was actually. I meant to text you. I don't know if I texted you. When I went to go see Venom, mm-hmm. I was looking at the previews and I was thinking like, bro, I don't think I understand how hard that movie really finna be. Like, it's actually finna be like that, bro.
Yeah, definitely.
Like when
is.
I saw bro looking like bro, it's one of he got laser beams coming out of his eye. He remind me of Superman, bro. I said, bro, they got one of them over there. I said, bro, they really own that on the like. And I ain't even. They got Angelina Jolie. They got some actually big stars in that movie. And I think it's definitely gonna be like that.
Yeah, that trailer for me that started off with her talking about how you know Thanos did all that, snapped his fingers.
Yeah, and that's what got.
I said, bro. I said that's hard.
Yeah,
I said that's
definitely hard.
Well, I can't. That and then you know I ain't even got to say nothing about Spider-Man. You
that's
know
whole, bro, that's whole way by itself, bro. Literally,
you know, I know I can't take off and you know that close to Christmas, but I'm gonna have to slide down to the loop just for that night. Slide back the next morning or something.
Slide back where?
Slide back to the loop just to see that movie,
dude. That ain't that serious, bro.
It definitely is because
it's not that serious, bro.
It is, bro, because that bug is in game level, and I'm trying to see with my guys, bro.
Might be right on that, bro.
It's about in game level, and I'm trying to see it with my guy. I'm not trying to. I'm trying to go with you, 2A. I'm trying to go with everybody. I ain't trying to go with myself.
I feel that 2A probably ain't even. I don't think 2A all the way tapped in.
I remember he was tapped in the WandaVision.
He was tapped
in the WandaVision. Because remember, I would always say something to you, and then he'd be like, Bro, and why do you assume that Tom the only one that
watched? Y'all do remember that? Hell yeah.
I said, oh, my bad, bro. I said, I didn't know you
were 17. I was like, hold on, Sway, you watched WandaVision?
Right.
On the same thing with you, bro. I didn't know you even watched that, little bro.
Man.
I definitely gonna see it. Cause that, bro, that movie, bro. What you think Venom on or not? Like,
I think he gonna be, I don't think he gonna be on like Spider-Man neck because this villain in the movies ain't really like the villain Venom. You know what I mean? Like, he's not.
Yeah, right, and that's why I'm gonna look, cause like, bro, you know, we've known Venom to be the bad guy. So,
right,
like,
but he's not really that, though.
That's what I'm saying. So now that he's a good guy, obviously, this is not the same, you know, Tobey Maguire, but like, now that we view Venom as a good guy, you know, he still want to eat people and stuff, but like,
mm-hmm.
how, you know what I'm saying? What is he going to do? Like, that's why I ask, like, what you think he on?
I think he going to make an appearance and he might fight Spider-Man for some reason, mm-hmm. but then I don't think he's. He may even, but you, I think, you know, Eddie is the one that really keep him good. So I feel like he'll end up turning, you know, and helping him fight everybody.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. This made me wish that, like, because, like, bro, the way we view Venom, like, you know, he's a bad guy. You know, we seen Tobey Maguire. He wasn't introduced with Andrew Garfield, but, like, we view him as a bad guy. We haven't even tapped, unless you probably read the comics, like, the way, I don't know if you read the comics, but the way I viewed Venom, we didn't even get to tap into his life. Like, we knew Eddie Brock, and then, you know, he just was Venom. And that's when he was bigger, and, like, the way he's supposed to be with the teeth and everything. Mm-hmm. So, like, and, like, so now, like, with this newer guy, it reminds me of, you know, Tobey Maguire, Spider-Man 3 Venom. But, like, now we get a deep dive into his life and stuff like that, so... And now that they bringing him in, because obviously it's all up under Sony, so now that they bringing him in, just wonder, you know, is he gonna be good, or is, like you say, will he fight Tobey Maguire for like a quick second, and then Eddie Brock like, hey, let's go ahead and help, bro.
Yep.
I'm really, really excited to see what happens, bro. I really am. Like you said, it may be in-game level. That may be in-game level.
I think so.
I want to see the numbers of the trailer. Cause you know, like they throw out the numbers of the trailer and stuff. Cause in-game numbers are up there with the trailer.
No, I think it passed in-game numbers.
That's hard.
I think it did. I ain't gonna lie to you. I think
that's most definitely hard.
Yeah,
that's most definitely hard. But all right, enough of the movie series talk. Let's get into some sports and Eric, this Sunday, man, we got the Chargers and the Ravens. Both 4-1. Both leaders in their divisions. Who you got coming out on top?
Okay, so for me, I was kind of like, I'm looking at it. First off, let me start by sharing Jared Cook. He on my you know, S list. I'm not rocking with him right now. Little dude wanted to give me 3.9 points in fantasy, so he can go about kick rocks.
Hold on, let me tap in real quick.
Cause I saw.
Did you lose this week?
I lost. No, I won in our league, but I lost in my other league.
Okay, your other league. Okay.
So, because he had somebody want to get like 3.9 points, basically. All
right.
But anyway, so. Moving on past that, the Ravens, they pretty hot right now, and they got a lot of momentum. Lamar's playing very, very well. I think they gonna take this game. I was trying to decide on the score. I was like, because I don't think the Chargers is gonna just, you know, let them beat them. But I was like, okay, the Ravens are at home, and I think the Ravens will get it by about a touchdown or at least 10 points.
That'll be hard.
Yeah.
Hey, you ain't got a quarterback?
No, I do. I made some trades.
Oh, you the hardest, dude.
I mean, not my bad. I didn't make no trades. I dropped some people and then I picked up. Like, I had, I picked up Matt Ryan last week, but the only reason I picked him up is because he was playing the Jets and I knew he was going crazy.
He went crazy.
He had, like, four touchdowns. Right, started him in fantasy, and then but Jameis Winston, you know, that's my QB, but he got a bye this week, so I had I dropped Matt Ryan and I picked up Washington's quarterback.
You should have picked. Oh, I do see that. You should have picked up Trevor Lawrence. I think he may go crazy.
Man,
against Miami,
that dude
throw
two picks a game. Hell no.
Oh, really?
Yeah, bro. Oh, I want that dude.
I feel it. I feel it. Have you been watching either one of these teams?
You said what?
Have you been watching either one of these teams? I know, you know, football is full with, you know what I'm saying, football. So, I mean, I said football. Sunday is full of football. So
like, when the Ravens play, I think they had that Monday night game?
Oh, yeah, against
the Raiders.
Indiana?
No, it was like, it was the Raiders that was playing that I was watching.
Oh, okay. I think that was like 2 weeks ago.
That was like and I watched that game, and then I watched the one that they just had, and I was like, they pretty solid. And then the Chargers, I've been following them and everything, but I'm definitely gonna tap in with this game.
Okay, I asked that because, bro, Justin Herbert been like that since last year, and Lamar, I watched him play against against KC. He obviously started off rocky, ended up fantastic. Played against Indiana this week, fantasy wise, gave me 40, I believe. Gave me 40. Projected to score 20 something. I had A-Rod starting. Because he was projected. Like, I don't really too much go off. Well, let me not say that. I go off my projections, but I like kind of make my own, you know what I'm saying, decision. I don't really, like, I do, but I don't mess with the projections a lot. So, like, what was that? 2 weeks ago, Lamar was projected to score more than A-Rod. But I think A-Rod went against not one of the better teams. So, I went with A-Rod, and A-Rod ended up giving me, like, 30 or something like that. So, I'm like, okay, A-Rod went against the Bengals. And I don't think the Bengals have a good defense. I don't know. I don't follow the Bengals at all. But I don't know why I just went ahead and went with Lamar. So watching Lamar, his first couple years in the league, you know, he'll take off. Let me take off and, you know, because he's fast. He's just down to more fast than everybody's defense. So with that being said, I've actually seen him. He's actually starting to sit in that pocket and make a read. And rather than be a deep ball to Hollywood or something to Mark Andrews or a check down to the running back, whether it be Devontae or I think Gus Edwards is injured yet. But rather be, you know, a check down or something like that. And with that being said, and I think I might have to go with the Ravens too, even though I actually like Justin Herbert. I think it's Keenan. Don't you got Keenan?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. What about a trade?
What you got?
We'll talk.
All right.
Keenan, he's so consistent, and I feel like that's his not his go-to, but like that's his safe haven over there. And the Ravens defense, they look a little shaky to me. And obviously lost Judon. They're not necessarily that man team anymore to me. They let Carson actually went crazy. I don't know if you watched this game. Carson was going crazy, but they end up nutting up. Players went crazy too. But I think I definitely got the Ravens in this one. Lamar, I'm gonna go the Ravens by. I want to say two tuds. Ravens by two tuds. Okay. I'm gonna go 14 to 17. I think it's going to be a good game in the beginning, but I think the Ravens are going to end up pulling off.
Okay.
Dropping them to 4-2. Ravens 5-1. I think my thing is, I don't know whether to start. Rather to start Lamar or A-Rod. I feel like my judgments have been good. Like, you know, that like it's like that last-minute judgment. I'll be like, okay, let me actually look at them. But yeah, that's probably the hard thing for me. I like this topic you had. Who do you think comes out of the NFC, the Cardinals or the Bucks?
Yeah, so like me personally, I definitely got the Cardinals coming out.
Oh my God.
Definitely got the Cardinals coming out. They but they just, I mean, they, I just like just watching them so far this season, and it's crazy because I knew in the offseason, I'm like, bro, the Cardinals really got a shot at doing something. And I've said that a couple times before. I was like, Cardinals really got a shot at doing something. And I'm like, and just watching these last few games, I mean, they proved my point. I mean, they really like that for real. Like Kyler Murray's playing unbelievable. D Hop is doing his thing. They defense is tip top for real. I just got them over Tampa Bay right now.
Feel that? Hey, quick question: do we have a case on Tampa Bay and the Dolphins?
No, we ain't no case on that.
No case on that.
No. Why are you being weird, dude? Come on, man.
No, I'm home. I'm actually asking.
Come on, man.
I thought that was a forgotten case.
Come on, man.
That's the game we're supposed to go to, though, right?
It definitely was.
All right. And I can't believe. And this, I feel like you one of the guys to do it that's in the chat. Like, I feel like all three of us. Let's
say some other stuff. All right, bro. Because
how do you go against Tom? No, I'm not talking about the Dolphins. I promise I'm not. How do you go against Tom Brady, bro?
What do you mean, how do you go against
Tom Brady? Because you say you got the Cardinals coming out the NFC.
I definitely do. Like, what are you talking about?
You want to okay from it?
Okay, so what are we talking about?
Cardinals. That's a lot of variables going there. Never mind. A lot of different variables going there. You say you got the Cardinals coming out. I definitely got the Bucks coming out. I don't think it's no team. Okay, minus the regular. I don't think it's no team who could actually match up to.
So let me ask you this then.
Talk.
So, the Cardinals. Okay, hold on. So the Cardinals.
Only last unbeaten team, yeah.
Say that again. What you just
said? I said the last unbeaten team.
Right. And the Bucks have one loss. And that loss is against the Rams.
Yeah.
They lost to them by 10 points.
They did.
Rams pretty much controlled that game.
They definitely did.
When the Cardinals played the Rams, they beat them by 17.
Yeah. What you trying to say?
I mean, I don't think I really got to say no much more.
It's regular season, man. They don't really necessarily.
And the Rams is definitely a Super Bowl contender.
Okay, now you it's like you're stepping over your boundaries now.
How? I mean, I'm just being real.
I don't think. They're playoff bound. Come on, man.
They are a Super Bowl contender. You know they're one of the top teams in the league, bro. Like, don't do that.
I ain't gonna lie. I feel like they probably got the that's maybe the hardest division in football to me. That may be the hardest, bro. Because I feel like all, with the exception of the 49ers. Cause I feel like, I mean, you know, they season where they went to the bowl. I don't know. But the Cardinals, Rams, and Seahawks, all those teams are. I feel like they maybe can win a championship. Am I leaving? Is this a leap or what you think about that?
Who you said? Say that again. You said who?
I think the in the NFC West, you got the Cardinals, Rams, Seahawks, 49ers, and I said I don't too much know about the 49ers because, like, you know, they made the Super Bowl, but, like, they don't, you know, they don't have consistently good seasons. Mm-hmm. So, I said, I feel that that's probably, like, one of the hardest divisions in football, if not the hardest. But I said, I think the Cardinals, Rams, and Seahawks, just about every year, I think they can win a Super Bowl. Okay, would you agree with that, yes or no?
Okay.
They have the potential to win a Super Bowl. All three of those teams.
All three of those teams. You said the Cardinals, the Rams, and who? The Seahawks?
Yeah.
Seahawks have no chance of winning it this year.
You don't think?
This year? No. No. No.
Okay, why do you say that?
No.
I know what Russ did. He just
they not better than the Cardinals or the Rams, so they're not even coming out of their own division. So we can start there. Russell Wilson is out right now for at least I think the next like 6 to 8 weeks, they said.
Yeah.
And you got Geno Smith starting as quarterback, and you think that they ain't got no chance in no way.
Geno put something together, though.
Man, dude, bye.
He put something together. Like, look at that. And then next drive, Tom Lockett ended up getting tripped up and missed throw. Still the game. I feel it. Okay. So, you don't think you gotta respect the Seahawks, bro. One thing I think about the Seahawks, they defense is overhyped. They lost Saquon. Don't have a KJ. You got Quandre, Jamal, Bobby, Carlos, Jordan Brooks. But they have a cool defense, but they're not all of that. If Russ wasn't injured, do you don't think they still would get to the bowl or potentially get to the bowl?
I don't know about getting to the bowl. They have a better shot. I mean the Cardinals and Rams, they defense alone is just, I mean, it's just something else.
Okay. Good. But to get back on topic, I definitely got the books coming out. Tom gonna get one more ring. I don't think there's a team that can stop them besides the Chiefs, which they are, I believe, 2-3 right now. Simple as that. Don't go against the GOAT. Simple. But and on to our next topic, man. I know you heard about Joe Gruden. John Gruden with the weird emails. About, race, what was it? Homophobic, and stuff like that. And what are your thoughts on that, man?
Man, I'm just like, before this, I was a pretty big John Gruden fan. I had a lot of respect for him, but that respect is gone now. Like, I'm very disappointed in seeing that. And it's just crazy because it's like, what people would say behind closed doors, when they think that conversation is private. Man, and so
that be the thing too, like what be the thing, I guess these people know is wrong, maybe. Conversation when they just know it's wrong. Cause like that is like I guess it's behind closed doors, so they feel like it's a safe to just say whatever you want without getting no type of, what's the word? Like, I guess backlash for it. You think you with friends, so you can say this and you can say that. It's like, and then, like, I feel like people like to fall back on, oh, it was a joke, or, oh, this and that. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I ain't gonna lie, I was listening to the radio. I'm gonna come back full circle with this. I was listening to the radio yesterday. And they were saying, like, how – because the comedian – you know the whole thing about Dave Chappelle right now, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So – and Dave Chappelle had a friend. It was a trans woman, and she ended up killing herself because, she was getting backlash for, being a trans and all that type of stuff. And, he was, like, fighting hard for her. Like, he was just supporting, the family and everything. And I think people are real sensitive when it's a joke, So what was it? They were saying how like comedians, like when they're up on that stage, that's their safe place. So I forgot who they had on, they had a guest that was interviewing them. Like she was saying, like that's their safe place. Like they feel like they could talk about any and everything up there, and. Like, quick question. How would you feel you go to a comedy club and that, you know, that comedian points you out and starts, you know, talking about you, would, how would you feel? Or have you ever had that happen to you?
No, but I mean, you know, it's cool, but I mean, it is to a certain extent. You know, if it's like a white comedian up there and he starts, you know, slanging the N-word and everything, pointing in this, right, then it's a problem. You know what I mean? But right, that's how, you know, but I mean, if it's just because I view that as Jonah, we did that as kids at the lunch table.
Simple. Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, we grew up on that. We did that elementary through high school. So it's, I mean, that ain't no different to me.
Right. And maybe that's probably what it is with people have to grew up like that. Because people now, if you just get to talking about, they're going, oh, why you being an a-hole? Why you being rude? And like, that's why our comedians are there to make us laugh and, you know, to talk about the things that don't want to be talked about. Like, you know, whether it be all that type of stuff, politics and, you know, race and all that type of stuff. And they make it funny for us. That's why you got those different movies where, you know, rather it be some type of, you know, stereotypical movie or, you know, stuff like that. And I think come back full circle, like, with the whole John Gruden thing, like, he, obviously we don't know what the email said. So, like, maybe he said, that was his safe haven in the moment. So he felt that he can say whatever and do whatever and then expect that person not to say anything, even though, now maybe that person feel like, oh, you know, so you shouldn't even be saying nothing like that. And obviously that's how he got out today. So he, you know, resigned. And I don't know if you're saying he resigned. He didn't get fired or nothing like that. That was kind of interesting to me too.
Yeah.
But, hey man, it is what it is. Don't know what, you know what I'm saying, gonna happen to that man. We just gotta, I guess, man, I can't even say, you just don't say it. I mean, you could think it. Just don't say it. It is what it is. And we're going to take a break. Later, we got this whole thing with the Brooklyn Nets and Kyrie. And we got the Ben Simmons situation, man. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Ant, I don't know if you've seen. Okay, let me start by saying, I see why you say Kyrie Irving is weird. He will not say the Nets will no longer offer Kyrie Irving a 4-year, $196 million extension. can you run by me again? Why did you get the COVID shot?
All right, so basically, it was
your job did not require it, correct?
No, oh no.
Okay, quick question before you tell me. If your job required it, would you have got it?
I mean, I was gonna get it regardless whether they required me to or not. When I first heard that it was a vaccine, I was on it. I was looking for it.
Okay, go ahead, tell me.
But basically, you know, as I said before, like it was it was for me and for the people around me. So like, you know, for instance, you know, me driving, you know, when I'm driving from here back home, you know, I'm driving about 8.5 hours and I'm stopping at different gas stations and, you know, different little convenience stores, or might stop at a McDonald's or something, eat real quick or something, you know, whatever. And I'm coming in contact with all these people from all these different places as I'm on that drive. And then I go stay at my mom's house, you know. So that type of stuff, it's like, okay, well, you know, I'm taking that into consideration. And, you know, I'm like, I don't want to bring nothing back to her or my sister or, you know. And then like I said, I don't want to get sick. And then just being around, like, friends and stuff like that. Like, you know, us going to the Cardinal game, you know, just situations like that. That's just kind of why I did it. I thought it was the responsible thing to do. I thought, you know, it's the one thing I could do my part to try to help this, you know, help us try to get back to some sort of normal, you know. So, I mean, that's pretty much why I went ahead and pulled the trigger on it.
Okay. Basically, everything you said, Kyrie went against it. Like, If your job, bro, you making nine, okay, you're making a lot of money a year.
Yeah, and that's
All
another
they're
thing. If I'm
asking
making
you,
as much money as he,
I
yeah,
didn't
you
care.
best believe I'm getting the
We
okay. All
traveling, and then we're back traveling. Not in the bubble anymore. We're back traveling. And
right.
why not just get the vaccine? Like we're making so much money a year. They're asking us, hey, just to keep us safe, get the vaccine. We're traveling. We going in and out of places. Like I said, the world has somewhat opened back up to where they may be doing, I don't know. I don't know what like small things the NBA players have, whether they got like meet and greets or they doing something for they all these players, they got a lot of camps and stuff now. So like they're probably doing something for that. Like, why not go ahead and get the vaccine? And it you basically lost out on money. You lost out on a lot of money. The comment, and it says, one second, it says, oh, I lost it. Give me one second. Got word to me. As soon as I opened up Instagram, that's what I saw. Someone by the name of Shams Carnia. Shams Carnia. Carnia. He was willing to sacrifice, at the end of the day, $16 million in
In
salary
salary.
this upcoming year and $186 million as far as an extension, and he will not be offered that now. Lot of money down the drain. Remember whenever he got this, you told me you didn't think he should have got it anyway. You for the longest have told me, Tom, he's good, but he's weird. He thinks the earth is flat. this is supposed to be my favorite player. This is what you this part, and I've said it too. This is supposed to be my favorite player after Kobe went away. But I just didn't like his vibe, so no. And for the longest, I'm like, he a hooper. Every single time, Tom. I'm not saying he can't hoop. He's just weird. And you've said that so much, and now I'm starting to believe it, bro. Like, I don't even understand why not get the vaccine. Like you say, you're making all this money a year. Like I said, the world is up back up. It's not all the way back up, but y'all traveling, y'all going to different cities, states, and stuff like that, and you don't want to get the vaccine. Don't agree with it, but.
Yeah, he want to try to prove to everybody that I guess I don't know that no matter it's because I could just see the way he think. He like, he think he taking a stance and he gonna prove to everybody no
Man.
matter if people telling you to do something, the whole world telling you to do something, and if don't do it and all that, all this
Right.
shit. I'm like, dude, shut up, bro. You like, it just
Man, I don't know, man. I don't know. It's
I mean,
weird
shoot,
to me.
it shit. At the end of the day, it just hurt the Nets for real.
I about to say that literally leads us into our next topic, with Kyrie's. Before, obviously, before that report, he was the last report Brooklyn has made. They're literally going to just sit him for the rest of offseason and stuff like he's not doing anything, like no practice, no half, no nothing. And he sat for their, and I guess I think, I mean, they didn't say this, but I think it's until he cooperates, he's just going to get sat.
Well, yeah, they ain't gonna make an exception to change the rules for him.
All right,
Like,
I don't know if you heard about Andrew Wiggins. He, I guess
Yeah,
he
he got
filed.
it.
Oh, he ended up getting the vaccine. Oh, I'm finna say, because the last I heard, they denied, they rejected him. They were saying he could. He was trying to like basically trying to say he couldn't get it because of religious reasons or something like that. But I guess he ended up getting it. But and what are your thoughts on this, man? I guess really. Actually, really even said it, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it just, I don't know. I mean, like I said, at the end of the day, it just hurt the Nets and just gotta I can't imagine that, I mean, I kind of want to know what KD and Harden kind of feel about it. I don't know,
Right.
Harden was like he respects his beliefs and all of that stuff, but I mean, really deep down, I feel like they probably like, man, this dude,
I ain't gonna cap, man. Do you just for NBA championship?
What
Like,
you
do you just get the vaccine? If you Kyrie, just get it, cause I feel like, and that's something I feel like Harden has to say that.
Well, the thing, Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know, I want to know how they. I was saying like I want to know how they really feel about it. But like, the Kyrie is he's trying to, you know, basically say, you know, which I get what he's saying. You know, he's like his beliefs mean more to him than any amount of money in the world or a championship, which they should, But in this certain circumstances, you know. We talking about beliefs. Ain't nobody talking about for you to defy God or, you know, publicly say that, you know, you don't believe in God or nothing, you know, nothing crazy like that. People just saying, get a vaccine, bro. Like, that's the situation. There ain't no other situation that, you know, your beliefs are being tested. Just get the vaccine and then play. And then you got your money, you got a shot at the chip. You're not going to win it, but, you know, that's another song. But, yeah, bro.
I don't like when you get word.
I mean, and I go, isn't it?
And you and your whole heart. And I'm gonna ask you this one time and one time only. You and your whole heart.
My whole heart, not half.
I'm talking about your. I'm talking, but not even your whole entire heart. For that, if the Nets and the Lakers match up in the finals, NBA finals. The Lakers gonna walk away with that.
No, they're not gonna walk away.
What you about to say, man? Go ahead. He tells them, no, they're not gonna walk away. I just know you said it though. Go ahead. What?
They gonna run with it.
There you go. Cool. man, I don't know. The Lakers gotta get through the Warriors. Simple. Do they? I'm gonna ask you this one time only. Do they or do they not? Got to get through the Warriors.
Nah, they not gonna get through them.
What they gonna do, bro?
They gonna jump over.
Oh, understandable. And I see where this is going. I'm gonna leave that where it's at. But Kyrie, you're starting to be just, you know, top notch weirdo. Hope, you know, peace and blessings to that brother, but. Let's get it together, man.
Assalamu alaikum.
All that little. Okay, now on to this 76ers drama. Obviously, Ben Simmons has showed up to Philly. I heard that they was holding out on $16 million for him or something like that. You heard about something like that? Okay.
It was like 8.25.
Okay.
So like $8,250,000. That they put in the escrow account?
Yeah. I don't know what I thought about 16. Okay. All right. So obviously he showed up now. So and we've been seeing, I don't know if y'all, I've been seeing a whole lot of trade about, you know, that they still trying to work out where they want them to get where they can ship them off to. And I like this topic as well. If you was the GM, I believe the GM is Elden Brand, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what would you do if you were him?
All right, so first let me break it down to you like a fraction. Okay, so boom. I got Joel. He gonna be my centerpiece.
Best big in the league. Go ahead.
Best
big in the league. Best big in the league.
He ain't better than Carry my on. Guy. He ain't better than my guy.
Get the what?
What? Boy. You know you not. Come on.
Boy, no way, boy.
You know you not. Yeah, homie, just keep saying
boy,
that.
No way, boy.
Because you know. I bet that. So anyway.
Oh, yeah, man.
All right. But anyway, okay, so I got Joel. You know, he's going to be my guy. He's going to be my superstar. You know, I'm looking at the rest of the roster. You got Curry. You got Seth Curry. You got some outside shooting to him. Danny Green. You got Tobias Harris already out there on the wing, good defender. Picked up Andre Drummond, you know, and I'm looking, I'm like, okay, so with Ben Simmons, okay, that's a guard. So I'm going to need, you know, logically you will want to get another guard to, you know, want to replace the guard with the guard, right? So especially when you already got Joel and Andrew Drummond as your two bigs, and then even at your wing you got two, in my opinion, two good perimeter defenders in Danny Green and Tobias Harris.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, so what?
You better put some respect on Danny.
Bro, I never,
what you were saying.
I never disrespected Danny, so I don't know why you'd be worried.
Go ahead, my fault, not Danny, DG. Go ahead, say what you were saying.
I never disrespected him, though. Like, right. I've like never said nothing bad about that.
I feel like you did.
Actually, no. When the Lakers should have, when they won the championship against the Heat, when he airballed that three that should have won them a game earlier, I did say something about him then.
So you talk bad about him because of one missed shot?
Because of one missed shot that cost you to get a championship earlier? Yeah.
Right. Or nah, they get a championship earlier. Okay.
Right, yeah, get a championship earlier. So, all right, so I'm looking, I'm like, all right, so me personally, I ain't gonna lie. I'm gonna look over at Washington and I'm gonna try to piece something together, try to grab Bradley Beal. I feel like Joel, if he get with a high score, high efficiency score like Bradley Beal, I feel like that'd be pretty nasty, especially when, like I said, you already got your two dudes on your wing and then you got your two bigs and then you're adding Bradley Beal in there. A dude who's led a team before. I think him and Joel are getting along pretty good. And that'll just kind of be like that one-two punch. Every time I say 1-2 punch, I think it's Shaq because that's all he say, bro.
That's you're not lying, bro. You not lying on every what's the name. You need your 1-2 punch, and then
yeah, because they're the best. They'd be the best 1-2 punch in the league.
Literally.
But anyway. Yeah, that's me personally. That's what I would do because if I'm looking around the league, I'm not gonna be able to trade Ben Simmons for like a Dame Lillard or like a, you know what I'm saying, a Kawhi or a PG or LeBron or nothing like that. I ain't gonna be able to trade him for nothing like that. So I'm gonna have to trade him. You know, I'm gonna have to get, you know, bro, I feel like Bradley Beal be the next best option. You're not gonna get a young superstar. You're not gonna trade him for like a Luka. Ain't going nowhere. Jason Tatum ain't going nowhere. You know what I mean? So I'm feeling, and Bradley Beal gonna be out there. He gonna be out of Washington within the next couple of years. I mean, is he the only one there? Kuzma playing like straight trash. I'm so disappointed at how he turned out to be.
I ain't gonna count, bro. You ain't gonna lie. You used to hype him up too. He definitely. What was that? His first year in the league. His first year in the league went crazy. First year in the league went crazy. Then second year, that's when everybody got shipped out. Mm-hmm. He was the last person to stay. Okay.
But yeah, so that's me personally. That's what I would do. Unless you want to trade them and just get a whole bunch of draft picks from like the Cavs or something like that. Team that straight suck ain't going nowhere. You know they got high draft picks.
Team that straight suck and ain't going nowhere. I feel that. I think, yeah, definitely get a monitor. Like you said, Wizards. Wizards, I wouldn't even count. You could get, I don't know, and you need probably like a actual point guard.
Well, see, the thing is, though, Seth Curry could be a starting point guard to me.
Seth does play for that team. Okay, so I was thinking who they backup was. Yeah. Okay. He does play for that team.
And then, like, okay, I said, so you already got two wing defenders.
Do you take Drummond out of, okay, going with your scenario of Bradley Beal, do you take, I don't know if Drummond is starting. Take Drummond out.
No, he's going to back up Embiid. So, I mean, really what you could do is you could do, like, Seth at the one, Beal at the two, Danny at the three, and then Harris at the four, and then Embiid at
6'8", 6'9".
Yeah, he likes 6'9", yeah.
Yeah, okay. That actually wouldn't be, that'd probably be the best star lineup in the league, literally.
Okay.
Bruh, they already got the best big. They gonna have a top five, top 10 shooting guard.
I like how you said shooting guard, not guard. Continue.
Yeah, because he's not probably not even top, maybe top 25. one of the best in the game is DG, defending.
Wow.
Am I not right?
No.
Okay, well, cool. Now you're talking bad about him again. Okay, cool. And I could possibly be a starting line, starting lineup. I'll go with possibly win the chip. But to go on from that,
they are. You better start putting. You know what happened the last couple of years? You put your faith in them boys.
All right, that leads me to my next thing. Okay, let me wrap this up because I actually want to tap in with these guys. I think I definitely be getting out of there. Oh, my fault. I was going to say, mate, what about a Buddy Hield? Something like a package over there with
Sacramento over there. Bro, stop. You rather have Buddy Hield over Bradley Beal?
No. I'm saying the teams. Another team you could look at. That's what I was saying.
Man, Ben Simmons has such more value than Buddy Hield does.
I said some type of package though, not just Buddy Hield. Just
You get other pieces too.
Yeah. I said a
package. I mean, depending on what they are.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Do we say that Ben Simmons holds value?
I mean, he definitely does.
I don't know, man. The way he played, I put my faith in them boys. I don't know what he was doing.
Hey, you put your faith in them. Shoot.
I really put my faith in the best big in the league, and that's what happened.
Don't do that. Don't put the whole all the blame on Simmons. Don't do that.
Let's talk.
Don't do that.
Let's actually get down to the nitty gritty.
Okay, let's talk. Basically, what happened was, you put your faith in dudes and you lost.
Joel hooped.
You put your faith in them dudes and you lost.
All right, cool. Our predictions of America's team have been right so far. 4-1. Sitting at the top of the division. Ready to best of cases.
What? Where did you even?
I'm ready to best even pick up.
Where did the Cowboys even come from? What are you talking about? When have we ever talked about the Cowboys?
I want to talk about them because like I said, I've seen that they were 4-1.
So you want to bet a case on them for what? Like, love, that's weird. Well,
I would love to bet a case. I got my cases took, messed with them last year, so going back with them this year. So let's get some cases. Yes, no?
No, I'm not putting no cases with them, Kyle. Dude, get on somewhere.
Why not? You did it last year.
They play. They first of all, that is really weird because they play the Patriots. So it's weird that you want to put cases on them. When they playing your team?
No, I want to talk about the next game. I'm saying I want to put cases on them. Now I just bring up the Patriots. We sitting at 2-3 over the 1-4 Finns.
That's it. Because we got one game. You want to say something? That's it.
Extremely weird.
But we beat you though. So simple.
It's getting extremely weird.
It is because we beat you. We'll move on.
All right. Well, that right there, man, wraps up our show. And what the fans gonna do this year?
You said what?
The fans gonna do this year? They gonna get to this wild card game? Or what they gonna do?
They gonna have a better record than the Patriots.
Put a case on it.
They gonna have a better record than the Patriots. That's
okay,
all I'm saying.
Okay, I'm asking. Put a case on it.
That's all I'm gonna say.
Put a case on it.
That's all I'm gonna say.
I didn't want to put a case on it. Thank everybody for listening to us. This is the Tone and Ant Show. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter at the Tone and Ant Show. Ant. Is it the year Ant? Well, I mean, hey, what if?
Oh, Ant, you know what I'm saying? Every year is the year Ant.
So. Oh my gosh. Anything you want to say?
That's what I said. You feel me? People happy because they beat the Jets. That's cool.
What about the who we beat this year? Let me go back and look at my guys. We have a better. I got a case on it. We have a better season in defense.
Bro, y'all play easier teams. Way easier teams. Way easier. We played the Bills week 2. We had the Raiders week 3. We had, and then the Colts and the Bucks.
The Colts are actually pretty decent. They decent. They look good against the West names, though, but they're decent.
I just can't remember. Who was y'all second win on?
That's what I'm trying to. Hold on.
It was the Jets and who?
Texans.
Oh, come on, Tone. Get out of here, dude.
Oh, hey, my God. And it's sad because I actually remember that game.
Oh, my God. You got the nerve to say. All right, bro. That's really weird.
It's getting weird, dude.
Man, this is real weird. But hey, more power to you, though.
I might cut some slack on y'all. Your guy, I can't even call him your guy. Your quarterback is out right now.
Yeah, he is. But I mean, they said he practiced yesterday, and then they said he's. I guess he's like probable for this weekend. So
that's how you let him go. You let him go over there. I mean, you had to, but.
Well, yeah, he was injured, so I was trying to make room for people that was playing so I can get some points. But they said he might be back this week though, so I don't know. But I don't even know, bro.
The more you kind of like hint at it and say it, I think that tour for what's the name trade would be good, man, for DW4, honestly. Because the Texans not messing with him.
That's what I'm saying. He just
sitting over there. He literally just
better. He a better QB than Tua.
He's literally just sitting there. They got some weapons over there. With and that's the thing that's kind of messing me up, man. I'm a bit confused on the Dolphins this year. They got weapons over there. Their defense is actually good to me. But I mean, fantasy wise, they not. They I don't know what that is, fantasy wise.
I don't you. Bro, you know who you talk to? I know all of this, bro. They give me a headache every single week, and I don't understand what the hell is going on.
I truly don't know what's going on.
Because I'm like, bro, like, I just – because we got a good team. We got good players, but I just
very don't know what's good going team, on. Yeah.
Now, I would say, like, we are – you know, like I said, we did have a tough schedule in the beginning of the season. Like, we played the Bills, and we played the Bucks. Mm-hmm. Colts, we played them. They pretty good. And then we played – oh God, the Raiders.
Yeah.
And the Raiders won on the game winning field goal.
Yeah.
When the clock ran out, they won on that. So I was like, okay, well, you know, I mean, we still lost, but
yeah,
it was that. And then, I don't know. I don't know.
I guess there's nothing else to say, man. Two out. Still practicing. Jacoby ain't did not a thing. Hey, peace and blessings over there to y'all, man.
Like I told you, the Savior is there, and I told you.
Hey, we still early. We definitely still early. What
he gonna save us either way. You know that.
Yeah, 5 weeks in, we still early.
Yeah, he gonna save us either way. Either way.
All right. All right. We good. Well, on that note. Like I said, thanks for listening. Tony Ant, Instagram, Twitter. We out.